Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
Very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast where we discuss pretty much anything and everything that's going on in the world around you. Recorded live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. And Katie joins me today. So I'm in Adrian's seat and Katie is in my seat. And she has a lot to say on today's topic. But before we get into that, I just want to say a big thank you to our current show sponsors, which is Hum. Now, what are Hum, or what is Hum, I hear you ask? Well, Hum is a company where you can apply for credit on the cost of purchases of up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of their retail partners. And their retail partners include Easy Living Interiors, which is a great shop. I've shopped there myself. DID Electrical, DFS, Harvey Norman, or B&Q, to name just a few. And with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases, as I said, of up to $30,000 when buying online or in-store. You split your payments with Hum, and you can apply now on shophum.com. That's shophumm.com. Buy now, pay later with Hum. It's that simple. And Katie, you yourself, you've mentioned this before, you've used Hum before, haven't you?
I have.
Without mentioning the whole thing, the whole rigmarole of what you did, what did you buy?
Two iPads.
Two iPads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is very expensive.
Very expensive. And yeah, you get to pay them off. You can pay them off over a year or in 3 or 4 payments, I think. But it was handy. Coming up to Christmas, you have a load of money going out. Yeah, spread the cost. It's great. Yeah, no, it is. Do you know what the best part is? There's no interest on it.
So, split your payments with Hum and apply now at shophum.com. Shophum.com. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? This is a topic that is after dividing opinion. A lot of people are not happy about the message that Lisa sent in. And I'm going to read it out to you now and find out what your opinion is on it. Because people got very annoyed with her, saying that she was looking down her nose on people. I don't think she was. I'm going to read out the message again for those of you who haven't heard it yet and see what you think, if she is being up her own arse or does she make a point. I'd love to hear this debated, says Lisa on the podcast. Do you think it's right or fair to be having children and starting a family when you're not even on the property ladder and still renting? You've no security. The landlord could sell up at any time. I have a cousin. Her and her fella are renting and they're about to have their second child. Only last year they had to move from their other house because the landlord sold up and they had to move their first child out of school and away from his friends. There's no security when you're renting, and I think it's a bit selfish to be starting a family when you don't even own a home. Do you agree, said Lisa. And we put that up on our Facebook page and people lost their absolute mind, didn't they, Katie? Why are they so angry about it? I don't see anything wrong with what Lisa is saying here. Do you?
Oh, so yeah. Yeah, she's completely off the mark. Sure, if you were to wait to have children for until you buy a house, that would, the population of the country would fall massively.
Okay, but the one thing is when you're starting, by the way, this, you're a bit of a hypocrite because you waited until you had a house before you started.
No, I didn't. I got my house while I was pregnant.
Okay, well, more or less.
I moved into my house, my home, the home we bought when my son was 3 months old. We put the deposit down when I was pregnant. I signed the contracts, would you believe, on my way into the hospital to have Tyke.
Okay, but in an ideal situation, do you not think it'd be better if you were a homeowner and that you had a stable roof over your head? Because you all know, guys, that the rental market it's not ideal, okay? And you can be renting one day and then the landlord turns around and says you have a couple of months to get out and you have to up and leave, like that girl, you have to up and leave, you have to get your child a new school, you have to move to a new area, you have no stability there.
You've no stability. Once you can get a roof over your kid's head, you know, that's all that matters. You can feed your kid, that's all that matters. Yeah, it's not ideal, but if you're to wait, you know, having kids is really important to so many people and it's not something you compromise on. And unfortunately, it's not something that you can wait to do all your life either. There is, you know, a right time biologically. as well to do it, especially for women. It's not, I just think it's a very snobby attitude. And, you know, with cousins like that, who, do you know what I mean? Who needs enemies?
So why is she being snobby? There's nothing snobby.
It's such a snobby attitude.
No, that's not a snobby attitude. All she's saying is a bit of security.
I don't have... Once people are having kids, and whether they're renting or not, once they're paying for it themselves, my problem is the flea bags who don't want to work and who are having two and three kids and I'm paying for it. That's my problem. That's where I say, here, this is a joke. The people who just don't want to work, don't want to contribute to society, expect everything for free. If someone's renting a place and they're, you know, working, they're paying their own rent, they're paying, they're, you know, paying their own way, paying their, you know, so what? So what? It's not ideal, but, you know, a lot of things in life aren't
ideal.
Okay,
but at least you agree it's not ideal.
Well, obviously, but then
you agree with what she's saying. That's all she's saying.
No. Most people listening, even those who rent, will say that obviously it is better. But because of the situation we are in now in this country, some people will never get on the property ladder. There are people in their 30s and 40s living at home with their parents because they cannot get on the property ladder, living in log cabins or...
Okay, but then let me ask
the
question. Is it okay to start a family while you still live at home with your parents then? You and your partner living at home. I know someone who lives.
Again, it's really not ideal. It's not, but if you're looking after the kids yourself and have the space, then what's the problem? It's not ideal, but, you know, unfortunately, the situation in this country is there is a housing crisis. It is, the price of housing is ridiculous. And having kids is something that's too big to compromise on. And you'll find a way if you want to. It would, like, if I didn't get to buy a house, I was pregnant with my first when I got my, when we got our house.
I don't think you would have...
Had I still been renting when I had another one? Yeah, absolutely, I would have. It wouldn't have been a big enough deal for me not to.
Okay, let me go to... I want to hear from you if you want to get in on this. A lot of comments already. A lot of people are annoyed. I think she is making perfect sense. I think there is more stability when you are a homeowner. But that's just me.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Let me go to Samantha. Samantha, what do you want to say on this?
Hi, guys. Nice to hear you back, Katie. You sound very well today, thank God. I just want to say that I think it's ridiculous having children and not having a house to put over their head that you're own, that they're going to be there for the rest of their lives. They're going to be stable, you know. I also think she's on her second child. Like, that's just ridiculous. It's so silly. I mean, she's going to have to take the other child out of school, away from where she lives or he lives, away from friends, and start again. It makes no sense. Why not wait until you have your house?
I agree. I don't see what the problem is here. As you say, that's stability, because landlords can just turn around at any stage and just say, sorry, I'm selling the house. You've a few months to get out. You literally...
Well, the way the country is going, Jeremy, now, that's exactly what will happen for certain people. I'm a landlord and I have two grown children at home. I have a 25-year-old and an 18-year-old at home. Now, if my 25-year-old needs somewhere to live, there'd be a time in his life where he'd probably go to that house, you know? But I wouldn't just take somebody out of that house just because my son wants to move out either. So you have to think of everybody in the situation that it is, you know?
So when you see the situation that Lisa's family member has, that there's two babies, one on the way, her cousin... So she already has one child and second child on the way, and they are still in the rental market. What do you think?
I think it's disgraceful. I think it's a joke. And I think these type of people, they're having their second kids and their third kids, and then they're screaming on social media about the government and blaming the government on everything if they've no house for their child. Wait until you have a house. Okay, you had your first child, that's okay. But then to go and have another one.
But the reality for many of these people is that they probably know deep down they might never own their own homes. And by the time you come to that realization...
So you don't know that.
Jeremy, there is a lot of people in this country who will probably never own their own homes unless a parent dies and bequeaths the house to them. There's going to be a lot of people cannot get on the property ladder. It's next to impossible, particularly for single people.
I hear what you're saying there, Kate. Yeah, I agree with you as well. Yeah. There are people out there that probably won't get their own home, but don't have kids then, because you're just going to be shifting them here, there and everywhere.
But if the kids...
Their lives.
No, so is your answer then, Samantha, if you don't own your property, don't have kids. Is that the simple
answer? No, absolutely not. Especially if you're after having one. And now you're deliberately after getting pregnant on your second. you know, what's the point in doing that? I mean, if you can't afford to put a house, to put a roof over a child's head, don't go and have another child.
But if these people can afford to put a roof over a child's head and they can afford to rent, if they have to move house, so what? I mean, kids are resilient. Okay, it's, as I said, it's not ideal, but if the kid is loved,
it's not ideal,
and, you know, treated well and cared for, then what else matters? They'll still have a roof.
No, did you not hear what Samantha said? It's the uncertainty and having to move. Most people who live in rental properties, Katie, it's obviously not their forever home, yeah? A rental property is not your forever home.
Definitely not their forever home.
Some people, though, it is.
No,
I don't know, Katie. How could it be their forever home if they're only renting? Do you know?
But even still, even if they have to move and take the kids with them, if those kids are loved and if those kids are looked after, then, you know, what's the problem?
Let me read out a message for you, Samantha. As soon as you mention your landlord, people hate landlords for some reason. She's a landlord. She's part of the reason why it's so hard for people to buy a home. She's taking more properties from the market than she needs. So first of all, Mark, by the way, Amanda has invited you on, so you're very more than welcome to speak to Samantha. How are you, Samantha, part of the problem?
I don't know how I could be part of the problem. I'm the most compassionate landlord. I've gotten so many lovely reviews from the people that have lived in the house over the years.
Yeah, why do people hate landlords like that?
Like I said to you there a minute ago, I wouldn't even think about moving the people out of the house. And I have a 25-year-old that's after coming home from Australia, has nowhere to live. He has to live here with us, and he's 25. He's actually been in Australia for 2 years nearly, you know. And I say he no more wants to be with his mum and dad at this stage of his life, but he has to wait until he can afford to move on, do you know?
There's Vanessa having a go at you as well in the comments. Now she will come home, I'm sure, saying,
yeah, let her come on.
Landlords like Samantha should stop forcing people out of their homes. Have you ever forced a family out of
never. Like I say, I'm the most compassionate landlord you'll come across.
And is it just one property you own?
Yes, at the moment it's just one.
Are the people living in the house, is it a family or what's the situation? Yeah, so if you decided that you want to sell and you want to get rid of the house, how much notice would you have to give that family?
Well, I personally, if I was going to sell, I'd give them a year's notice. I'd give them a full year.
Well, that's brilliant. That's absolutely
brilliant. Yeah, of course I would.
There's no obligation on you to do that. But you can see that there's no stability. Like, how many children do they have, your tenants?
They have one.
Oh, one. Okay. And if you did decide to sell and they had to, I mean, a year is a long time to relocate, in fairness. Yeah. They would have to relocate somewhere else. So it's not that, like, I don't know why people aren't getting this. It's not your forever home. Stay there for a second, please, Samantha. Let me go to Jess. Jess, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, it is. Well, look, they're renting. It's better than what, a hotel room or a homeless hub. What's the problem? It's not lease, it's life.
The problem is there's no stability. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, and you could lose your job. You could lose your job tomorrow and not be able to afford your mortgage. It goes into arrears. What do you do then?
Well, the thing about if you have a mortgage, Katie was saying that this, like, is this the law? You need mortgage protection.
I think you need, it's a legal thing now, clause when you're buying a house that you have to have, it's like having insurance. You have to have mortgage protection. Why nobody would have it anyway, I don't understand.
So if I get sick tomorrow on our mortgage, or my wife gets sick and or the breadwinner in the house, whatever the case may be, cannot work, you are protected, Jess. But no, someone who's renting doesn't have much protection. And again, I have to go back to this word again. They've no.
But they're still paying for the roof over the kids' heads. So what's the problem?
Well, what's the problem, Samantha, once they're paying?
Like, it's okay that they're paying for a roof over their child's head, but what about when they have to move to another area? They have to take that child out at school. They have to take the child away from their friends and away from their community they're after getting used to. Sorry?
The kids will be fine. As Katie said, kids are more resilient than we give them credit for. They'll be fine.
You're right. Kids are resilient, but still it has an effect on their lives to do that to them. And if you have to do that more than once, Jess, that's a lot.
I got moved from state to state. I was fine.
Okay. But what I'm saying to you is I just don't think it's good for a child myself. I wouldn't do it.
We need people having kids.
Of course, yeah, and there's plenty of people sprouting them out here in Ireland, as we know, and there's plenty more coming in as
well. Really? What's the family today? It's like, what, 1.5 kids now, is it?
Yeah, like, it's generally 1.5.
We talk about stability as, you know, having a roof,
getting smaller,
having a roof over a child's head.
Yeah,
you can. A child can be in a stable family with moving.
No, Katie, you'd be.
Maybe I think different because I'm probably older as well, and I think different. I could only afford to have two children. I would have loved to have more children. I could only afford to have two children because I knew what I wanted for them in their lives, and I wouldn't have been able to give three children what I give the two I have
and
in
that's,
their lives.
And that's called family planning, and that's the right way to do things.
Yeah, of course family planning is the right way to do things, but, you know, if you're never going to own a home, it's too big to compromise on, and you'll find a way to make it work.
Okay, those of you who have an issue, stay there for a second, please, Samantha. Those of you who have an issue with what Samantha is saying, yes? If you were regular listeners to this podcast, okay, if you're regular listeners to this podcast, you will hear, or you will have heard in the past, so many stories from people saying that their world was turned upside down when the landlord decided to sell the house at the drop of a hat. So the landlord, you think about it, a mother living in, for argument's sake, living in Blackrock, and she's renting, she's on the rental market, she's a single mum, and she's living in Blackrock with two kids. It's not her forever home. And let's be very clear about this. If you are renting, it's not a forever home. The key is in the word, it's not forever. Because landlords will sell, or they'll up the rent to the point that you can no longer rent the property. So you're living in Blackrock, you have your two kids, you're renting the lovely house, the kids are in the local school, they're friends with all the kids around, and they've made a life for themselves. And then the landlord turns around out of the blue and says, by the way, you've 4 months to get out, I'm selling up. And gives you 4 months, and that means you have to relocate the kids, you have to move schools, you have to tell them that there's no.
Listen, there's kids in Gaza and all over the world. I'm saying who are dealing with real problems, who have real problems. So kids getting moved from a house to maybe another house in their little lifetime. Yeah, it's not ideal, but if the kids are loved and cared for, what is the big deal?
Stay there for a second. Let's go to Martin.
Good afternoon, Jeremy and Katie. I won't be able to come on today. I understand this person's point of view, but the average age of people now being able to afford their own home is going up and up and up. So, you know, what's the generation supposed to do? Not have kids? The birth rate is declining already in this country, especially between more Irish people. And we all know the people who are coming in breed like fucking rabbits. So what are we to do? If you want to start a family, it doesn't matter if you're renting. Yeah, the landlord could decide to sell in the morning, but you still got to get on with your life and have a family if that's what you want to do. It doesn't matter if you own your own home or whatever. But yeah, I see this person's point of view, but you kind of look at it, it's not black and white.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Vanessa, you were listening to Samantha there, who's a landlord, sounds like a very decent landlord. Do you not think so? Do you not think she comes across as a decent landlord who wants to look after her tenants?
She probably comes across that way until a tenant crosses her that she doesn't like, and then they're out.
But that's ridiculous.
You know, no offence to Samantha, I don't know her from Adam, but like, you know, I was renting, I felt pregnant, and they wanted to evict me because I was pregnant.
I know that happened to you, but just because that happened to you does not mean that every landlord is like that.
How do you know?
Very true.
How do you know that it was because you were pregnant?
Because I was given an extra lease for another year.
Mm-hmm.
And then two weeks later, we were talking about me being pregnant. And within a week, I got a note, which was not a proper note.
Why was being pregnant?
I have no idea. I had a good job, I was paying my way, and within two weeks of them finding out I was pregnant, they phoned me just after I went on holiday and told me I had 2 weeks to get out.
That's against the law.
Yes, it is. I remember
you telling us that story on the air, but just because of that, I mean, you seem to paint a picture of Samantha in a negative light. Samantha,
No, it was not. It's nothing to do with Samantha, and I apologise if it came across that way. But most landlords have the ability to just walk in and say, "Okay, you're out."
I don't believe most landlords are like that.
They have the ability to do it. Whether they do or not, they have the ability. So I would suggest, instead of banning people from having children and families...
Nobody is saying that. What are you being so dramatic for? Sorry,
this is what they're saying.
No. Sorry, Samantha, did you say ban women? Get their tubes tied until they have
never
a mortgage.
Never said that. I think for stability, a child is better off being kept in the one house where it's going to be brought up, you know? Instead of being shifted around the country, if mammy can't live in Dublin and she has to go to Sligo to live because that's the only place she can get a place, because this is what's happening as well. People are having to move.
I don't disagree with that. What I disagree with is the idea that Lisa put forward, that you should not have or be able to have children if you are renting, if you don't own your own home, which
is absolutely ridiculous. She did not say that. She didn't say you shouldn't
Lisa
be able
did.
To. No, she didn't say you shouldn't be able to have children. That's not what she said, that you should have your tubes tied or anything like that. That's not what she said. I'll read back what she said. I'd love to blah, 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 blah. Let me see. Landlord. I have a cousin. Her and her fella are renting and they're about to have their second child. Only last year they had to move from the other house because the landlord sold up. There's no security when you're renting, and I think it's a bit selfish to be starting a family when you don't own a home. She didn't say anything about you should be neutered or have your tubes tied or anything like that. She just said it's a bit selfish to start a family until you have a mortgage. And Samantha,
you could have a child living in a house there that they own with a mammy or a daddy who's abusive or an alcoholic. What I'm saying is having a house that you own doesn't mean that your child is going to have the perfect life.
Part of the issue is that in Ireland, in the UK, we have this idea that buying a home equals security, so the only thing that we should be focused on as people is to own our own home, which is fine. That's an idea. The majority throughout Europe, because they have such strengthened protections for renters, the majority around Europe do not own their own homes, they rent. And because the rent controls are so strong, it's not as easy for families just to be turfed out.
Well, I want to be able to pass on to my children when I die or whatever the case may be. So that's...
And in an ideal world, that would be perfect, but we don't have an ideal world.
Well, I like an ideal world.
So the idea that people should put their families on hold...
That's very insulting what he just said. I want to have something I can pass on to my children.
That's what I want. Yes.
It's making out, though, that people who rent don't have anything to pass on to their kids.
No, but if you... Okay,
and that you're not worthy of parenting if you don't. Okay,
That's not what I meant, okay? And let me put this to you. You're renting, is that right, Vanessa?
No, my partner owned his home. That's one of the reasons why I left.
What are you getting your knickers in a twist then? Because you are an owner then. You were a homeowner.
Hang on. I could never afford my own home.
I could never do it. But you
hang
own,
on.
You own the home.
I left. Hold on.
Yep.
I left my country that I loved because I could never own my own home. And I could never give my child any security in that country because it was clear that there was no rent controls coming, there was no protections for renters, and so I didn't see a future for my child.
So I had to leave my own country. Does that not prove the point that...
Oh my God, Jeremy, stop.
Would you let him know? Does that not prove the point that...
It proves the point that our system is screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but...
We don't have the protection. Unless you own your own home, you don't get protected. That's ridiculous, Jeremy. We should be increasing the protection.
You do have protection. Samantha, you know more than I do. Renters have protection, Samantha?
I think they do, yeah, definitely. I know, I definitely wouldn't be throwing anybody out of a house overnight. Like, Vanessa, I'm not being funny. You spoke about your landlord found out you were pregnant and threw you out. I find that very hard to believe because nobody has the right to do that to you. as a renter either.
Yeah,
you know?
Which threshold sound.
And I was going to say that to you, there's plenty of places out there for people like you renting that will support you, you know.
Samantha, can you agree with me? Part of the issue in Ireland at the moment is that most of the rentals, not all, most of the rentals are short-term leases. You cannot, or it's very, very hard to get a long-term lease for that security for your family.
Well,
can you agree with me on that?
I can and I can't, because a lot of my tenants have been long-term tenants that I've had in the house.
I know what the landlord started saying,
but I have to say I'm shocked at what you said about getting thrown out of a house because you were pregnant.
Well, no, I believe it because I remember she did tell us that story.
But that proves
the exact argument. And whether you know it or not, Vanessa, you've actually you've defeated your own argument, because you were pregnant, which is at your most vulnerable time when you need protection and you need security. And you were literally fucked out. And that proves how...
And I didn't have it, because when I went to Threshold, okay, they gave me details of how illegal they were operating. So I went back to them and I said, you can't do this. And then they actually followed the proper eviction procedure. So I was out on the arse anyway.
That's disgraceful. That landlord is an unscrupulous landlord. But you heard Samantha there. Samantha said that she would give her tenant a year's notice. I mean, you can't be any fairer than that.
That would be fantastic. But most landlords are not Samantha.
Which is why...
And I'm sorry, but they're not. And what I would argue, instead of saying don't have family, if you don't own a home, I would say strengthen the rent controls, bring in long-term leases again,
bring in social housing. Okay, but what happens if you're renting and you have two children, okay, and you're renting and that is your goal to rent, which is fine if that's your goal, okay? What happens then when you no longer work and you're retired? What happens with that rental property?
It's gone.
Yeah. So you give up work when you're...
Well, here's an idea. If a renter is not going to have children or not going to have enough children that society needs, who's going to pay that pension? Nobody, because there's not going to be enough children, or the workforce is going to be smaller, so the pension is going to be smaller. So you're not going to be able to rent anyway.
Let me ask you all a question, okay? And I'm not being up my own arse here. I'm just trying to see logic here. Let me ask you all a question. For those of you who are still, and I rented as well, I remember I rented for a good few years, and I remember, which you should never do, when I finished renting, I added up the amount of money that I spent on rent, and I was literally paying a landlord's mortgage, for the amount of rent that I gave him. So you should never add up what you did. But in an ideal situation, all of you who are looking down on Samantha and all that, and saying that I'm a snob, which I'm not, by the way, would you prefer to pay a mortgage or rent? Katie, given the option.
Obviously, I'd prefer to pay a mortgage.
There we go. Why?
Because it's money I'm putting back into myself.
Yep, there we go.
But if you reworded the question and said to me, would you rather have no kids?
I would imagine everybody's goal is to own a property. Is that not everybody's goal?
Would you rather rent and have no kids or rent and have kids? I'd still say rent and have kids.
Well, my kids are great. Yeah, you need...
But only if you own a home.
There you go. Now you've got it.
No, Joe, I'm being sarcastic.
I don't think you are. Joe,
I am.
How are you?
How's it going?
Good. What do you want to say on this, Joe?
I think Katie's bang on, right on the money there for this morning, their topic. And I think you are being on the fence, Jamie, or Jeremy, with the opinion of you should have your own house. Like I know the council houses are different, right? But all of my sisters, I guess two of them live in council houses. And I know lots of people. I know it's a different kind of a rent system. But, you know, this landlord coming up here saying that you should have your own house, basically, or the story, like you should have your own house before you have kids. There'll be no kids in the country if that's the case. And if anything...
There's lots of people who do have mortgages, Joe. Not everybody is renting. There are a lot of people who are renting.
So I'm over here in Canada, and I listen to the Parliament thing every single day. The number one complaint and conversation right now is rents are up to $2,400 in Dublin a month now, $2,000 a month plus. So how can anyone with a €40,000 mortgage salary a year afford to buy a house right now? So what you're saying and the landlord saying is that you shouldn't have kids until you have a property.
Well, that's what that's what Samantha said. Yes, pretty much. She said you should.
So years ago, women weren't allowed to get married. If they weren't married and they had a bastard child, were given away to the nuns and the whole lot.
Yep.
Now today, you're saying, don't have kids because you don't have a house.
I think, Jeremy, the problem here is the fundamental problem here is that, Jeremy, you're out of touch with reality.
Oh, okay.
You live in an ivory tower.
No bubble, no tower.
You do. You're out of touch with reality. You're out of touch with the struggles that most people have.
I just asked a question and every single person agrees with me.
Nobody agrees with you, Jeremy.
That you would rather have a mortgage than rent. Who would prefer rent over a mortgage? That's all I'm saying.
That people shouldn't have kids until they have a home.
I didn't insinuate that. That was actually...
Are you crazy?
Well, I said...
Are you actually insane?
I said to give you a bit more stability. Let's take a quick break. Back in a moment. Stay there, Joe.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Trevor, how are you?
All these boys popping out of Sprogs just living on rental property until they get that forever home from the government. It's a lot of bollocks. If you want a property, you work for it. You don't pop out kids hoping someone will come along and give it to you, or stay in a dead end property paying someone else's fucking mortgage.
Yeah.
You get out, you work a job, you work two jobs, you buy a house. And Katie, why the fuck do we buy houses in Ireland if not to pass on to our kids when we kick the bucket so they will have security?
That's why
you
do it. Nobody's saying you don't. But
oh, by the way, this is coming from Katie, by the way. When her parents pass away, Katie's going to refuse the house. She goes, no, don't leave it to me in the will.
No, here we go. Oh, Jeremy with this.
Don't.
Katie probably has a villa and a wine yard.
A vineyard in the Loire Valley. That's what she'd be getting.
Not once have I said that it doesn't. The ideal situation wouldn't be to own your own home. But the reality and the ideal here are completely different things. The reality is that many people will never own their own homes in this country. And if they do, they'll be a lot older than 12.
People will not own their own homes in this country because they won't fucking get out and work. They would rather wait and see if the government will fucking hand it to them.
There are plenty of people working who cannot get on the property ladder.
That's
plenty
true.
Of people.
Yeah, but I guarantee every single one of them is on the housing list somewhere.
I do believe that there is an element of, you know, Maz having two and three kids.
Oh, that's a different discussion.
There are people working their asses off who cannot get their own homes. And that's
you do, Katie. You move out of the centre of the bloody country where the rental prices are astronomical. I will agree with you because I have one and I rent it. But if you want to buy a property, you move somewhere where you're paying less rent. You work extra hours and you save. It's not fucking rocket science.
Okay, so when you hear of a situation where someone is having their second child and they're still in the rental market, and I'll put Joe on to you in a second, he wants to talk to you. Do you think it is slightly selfish?
Yeah, because like, at the end of the day, what's going to be happening to that kid? Now, yeah, granted, Katie, they'll have loving parents. Yay!
Because that is all that matters, really.
That's all they have.
Yeah, that's not all they have. They're not going to end up on the streets, Trevor.
Can a landlord not come along and say, listen, I don't rent to families.
With two decent parents than live, be the born from a snob like yourself, who has no concept of reality.
No, I'm not a snob. I just work hard.
You're a snob.
How am I a snob?
There's plenty of people who work hard. The first thing you did when you came on, you insinuated that anybody who's renting or, you know, doesn't own their own home is a single ma or someone.
That's not true. And renting is a necessary evil for a lot of people. Yes,
for handouts, but that was his insinuation.
Yeah,
because
it's
a
necessary evil, but you know what you do to get off the rental? You work fucking hard, you work a second job, you get out and you get a mortgage. And for people to say, it's not possible to get a mortgage on, yes, it fucking is. It's called a bit more work, and if you have to, get a second job, or even move somewhere a bit cheaper. It's not that fucking hard.
Okay, Joe, now I know you don't live in Ireland, but what Trevor's saying is it's not that difficult. And sorry, Trevor, are you saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you saying that you should wait until you have a mortgage before having kids?
Yeah, definitely. Keep your legs closed, girls. Because at the end of the day, it's only real security you have in this country, isn't it?
Well, there you go, Joe.
Yeah, I think that lad's a fucking idiot, if you ask me now. Because I tell you one thing, he's not living in reality. Like, I'm living...
the Canadian lifestyle isn't rubbing off on you, Joe, to your language like that.
Listen,
Jesus.
Buddy, I'm living 6,000 fucking miles away across, and I can hear it in the Parliament every single day. The price of houses, the price of rent. If you don't have a good start in life, how the fuck are you going to... How can you get a mortgage?
Yeah, Joe, you know why the prices are so high for people who want to buy houses? Because they want to stay in the capitals. If you move outside the capital, it ain't that fucking expensive.
It is, well, for you to live up in the capital, yeah, it's not expensive. But for people living down in the country, it's expensive to buy a house in the country.
And well, the best rent in the capital, buy in the country, then move out and then get cheaper. There you go. Problem solved. Then you pop out five or six sprogs. You don't rely on the government to give you a handout.
They're not called sprogs. They're called kids.
Well, no, they're called children. A kid is a goat, so if you want to get technical.
Don't be downgrading them, Joe.
You're calling them kids. That's a fucking go, isn't it?
Yeah, but listen, here's the best mothers I've ever seen are people that live in rent or council houses, because the rest, sometimes they're around their kids more often than the two working class sometimes. And sometimes
they can't get a job.
The end of the story is, like, the landlord that brought the conversation here this morning, the way I look at it is, you're saying that if you don't own a house in Ireland, don't have fucking kids. Simple as that.
Amen. Well, amen to that.
Well, let's start the Handmaid Tales then in Ireland. How about that? Let's do that then. Holy God.
Here we go. Listen, pal, it's not America like what they're going through right now. That place is fucking dystopian future in Canada. But listen, in Ireland, if you want to buy a house, you just simply move out of capital. That's why places are so expensive. People want to live next door to mammy. If you want to fucking live next door to mammy, then you're going to be on a rental. You're going to be on a rental or in a fucking housing list for the rest of your life, and you'll never own a property. What's the point in nothing?
So you own the house yourself, do you?
One or two, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so there you go. So you're a landlord yourself.
I wouldn't rent a woman coming in with three kids.
Listen, if she's looking after the kids and she's paying her rent, who gives a shit where she's from or what she does?
Because that landlord could turn around, and this is the conversation, Joe. That landlord could turn around at any stage and just say, by the way, you're out. And where does that leave you?
Or up the rent, like the dude, the greedy fuckers.
Like, Trevor, I have to be honest now. What I'm thinking is...
Well, you don't have to be honest.
No, but I will be honest. I think you're a total fucking gobshite.
Oh, here we go.
No, he's talking
about... Well, you called me worse, Katie.
Yeah, no, but you're talking about work harder, get a house. What about the problem of supply? You know there is a housing crisis, or do you not read the news?
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. But there's a problem with supply mostly on the government side, isn't it? Where they're not building enough houses for these.
But it doesn't matter where the problem lies. The fact is that the problem is there.
Jacinta's not to get the free gas in a forever homes.
Not everybody's getting a free gas in a forever home.
But that's what he keeps coming back to, because he's a grade A idiot. We're speaking to a brain dead moron here.
Well, you're speaking to...
Okay, if you go on dash.ie, you'll actually see there's quite a few properties around for sale.
By the way, you're speaking to a grade A moron who owns more properties than the two of us own, so who's the
most... Oh, come on. I wouldn't say he owns the clothes on his back. I'd say he'd be lucky if he owns the clothes on his back.
Anytime you want to see my portfolio, no problem, because you've actually been on this podcast a number of times and told me saying I must live in my mom's basement. Normally we have basements in Ireland. Stop with the fucking Americanisms, that's the bountiest place. But at the end of the day, I know what I have, I know what I do, I know what I've done to get what I have.
Well, and if you're so busy, why the hell are you on this podcast every day talking shite?
Because, Katie, I have my own businesses and I have people who run them
businesses.
And I'm able to spend time at home,
businesses.
You know. But I still
what
run them, you know, even when I'm at home.
Business entail?
Working hard.
Now, by the way, Trevor, I don't mind saying I find you a bit up your own arse as well, but I just want to address this issue. So many people, I don't know if you've looked at our Facebook page, abusing you from a height. Now, our Amanda and Kira as well, so we've two girls today, they message all these people who are just name-calling you, literally name-calling, just saying Trevor's a bollocks. Like, where's that going to get you? What do you want to say, Lisa?
I'd say, Trevor, you're an obnoxious bollocks.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Woo, that escalated.
Yeah.
Don't sugarcoat it, Lisa. Tell me how you really feel.
Really think.
No, I'm not sugarcoating at all. man here every fucking time there's any situation on the broadcast, and then you fucking think that you're dictating people. No, you're not.
Listen to the question. I said chicken is called an opinion and it's the name of the show. So like, I give my opinion. You know, it's not really hard to work out.
Yeah, how many kids did you have before you buy your first property?
None, actually.
I find that fucking very hard to believe.
No, let's be honest. I started my own business. I was homeless for a while.
Oh, I was going in a very bad direction.
So I awfully had to work three jobs when I was younger.
Not looking for a clap on the back,
Lisa. Just because I work hard, you know what I mean? You people don't. Then, you know what I mean? You want to pop out 10 children waiting for the government to give you everything.
I'm a homeowner myself. And I work.
Let's keep it going.
Trevor's stumped. There's a woman who owns a home and works. Dinosaur, get back in cave now.
Yeah, but let's be honest, Kay, the people on the housing list call them their homes, their forever homes. I own my own home. No, you fucking don't.
The people that are on the housing list are on the housing list for a reason.
Yeah, because you want a free gaff off the government.
There is an element of that.
If they want a lower end fucking pay to fucking pay for a house, yeah, that's what they want. £50 a week instead of fucking, what, £2,500 a month, yeah. It's not free at all, is it?
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
There are people on the housing list. Because they don't fucking earn enough.
Yeah, not everybody earns enough money.
That's called a second job, Lisa.
Excuse me, if they have kids, how is that going to fucking happen, Trevor?
Well, you just answer your own question. Don't have bleeding more kids, then.
I am dinosaur. Hear me roar.
People do not.
Oh, here we go. Okay, you're born to blind.
Beat your chest there, Trevor.
Yeah, okay, come on. Okay.
Bye.
Go kill some cats there.
Lisa, I want to say to you, thank you so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, Jeremy and Katie.
Love you lots. There you go. Thank you. Love you too. Love your show.
Do you even know that woman? Never met that woman before. I like her.
Never even spoken to the woman before. But the one thing I will say, and I say this all the time, at least she had the
balls
to come on. Okay?
And you know, as much as I do think Trevor, certain things about Trevor that I will not voice now that he's not on the air, at least he does come on to talk. You know?
Yes, he does.
So credit where credit's due.
And I'm always baffled by people who get upset when they hear opinions that they don't agree with on a podcast called Opinions Matter. Like, maybe we should change the name for it and just call it the group chat or something like that.
Yeah.
The WhatsApp group or something like that.
The comments on our Facebook are wild.
Yeah.
We need to get involved with this. This is... It's wild.
I don't have time for tap tappers.
Yeah, it's wild.
Sorry, no liquors. Liquors for me. No liquors for me. Thank you for listening to this edition.
You've just insulted 50% of our listeners.
Oh yeah, they're all liquors. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. Don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And we will talk to you on the next one.